and loose. What a whee!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a whee!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. As always, Paolo joins us, and we are just finding opportunities, Paolo, because there's nothing we can control but what we do, and we're doing it.
I know. We're doing it. Mexican soccer last week, a perfect week. Past 2 weeks in Mexican soccer, 5-1. Too bad they shut it down. Then that Russian play with Zenit, where I got so many people on that play. Listen to us on the radio and so many views on Twitter and all that. Too bad, but these leagues are coming back in 2 or 3 weeks. It's going to be business as usual in Mexico and Russia, and more leagues are going to open up because not every country is getting affected as much as most countries, from what I've been told.
Exactly, and we can only bet on what someone will take a bet. Now, I personally don't make a lot of side bets with other human beings. I'm almost always going to bet action with the sports book. Do you ever do side bets with other human beings, or is all action with the sports book?
No, usually me, I got places where at the bookie shops where I send people and they make my plays for me. Cause,
right.
I don't like betting on the internet too much unless I'm betting on the betting exchanges in England, which I do. But, most of my plays are made at the bookie shops and the betting exchanges. But side bets, no, I don't do that.
Yeah. And so last week, again, it was fun cause I told you, I wake up, I check Flash Score because
yeah.
I'm on the West Coast. So these games are going off at 4:30, 6:30, 7 in the morning. And on a Saturday especially, I used to have to get up every Saturday early when our show was on the radio. I don't get up early on Saturdays. I get up earlier than most people, but I don't get up early on Saturdays. So it was nice that, again, it's starting off with 3-4 winners. All of a sudden, now you're playing a little bit with house money, and it really does, and it sets you up for that night when, like you said, the Mexican, when it does come back, Mexican is perfect for where we are because we like to bet at night. We like to watch the game.
Yeah.
We like to cash the ticket. I mean, I want to cash the ticket right after the game. I'm that kind of guy. It's my money. I want it back. I gave it to you. Now give me back twice of what I gave you. That's kind of how I look at it.
And if you look at last week, the first game, that Zenit game, odds of 7.25 on the over 5.5. I said a lot of goals were going to be scored. I said that Zenit was going to cover the spread. And I said I was going to go big on this bet because the value of 1.3 to me was value. And I went big on it, like I said. And I got rewarded.
And really, I think one of the posts that I'll be making this week is my thoughts on soccer. It's been now a while that you and I have talked soccer, but it's only been about a month and a half that you and I have got in depth and I've asked you questions. Because up to that point, you were just calling the show and giving out soccer winners, and it was great, and I was cashing my tickets. Don't get me wrong, because I bet in Tijuana with Caliente, and Caliente, you could bet everything. You could bet everything, just like offshore, you know?
Well, not only that, in Caliente, like right now, and like you said last week, once this Mexican thing gets back and all that, because this coronavirus has taught us right now that besides those big leagues, there's leagues that you can make money, like the Russian, like the Mexican, all that. So I think we're going to have a great summer.
No, I agree with you 100%. And here's where I'm at. So I have I can find the schedule on Flash Score, but Flash Score is never going to give me the odds. And
no.
I can go to Picking Duck. Now, Picking Duck is the perfect spot if you've lost income because of the virus and you want to bet, but you don't want to have any money. You can get into a rhythm, as you mentioned, with a league that no one else knows about. The problem with Picking Duck is they don't put all those all the leagues that you see on Flash Score, they're not available on your sports book if it's a tomorrow. So when we look at Friday, it's very difficult to find the line for a Saturday game. You know it's coming because Flash Score has it. Picking Duck has all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So once they get in with these other leagues, it's going to be great. They're going to really help. Perfect segue. Who do you like?
The first game that I like, we're going to go to the Palestinian West Bank League. I think Shabab Al-Khalil is going to win this game pretty easily. I see over 2.5 goals, and I see them really scoring. I can see them scoring 3 to 4 goals in this game. That's the first play that I like in the Palestinian League. This should be an easy winner, even though their odds are not very high. But like I said, like last week with Zenit, this is a game that the value, even that they're low, is still a good bet to make money. Then we go to Singapore. And in Singapore, I like Albira Negira to win and the over 2.5 goals. And as you saw my play that I gave you a couple of days ago in Singapore, easy winner, great odds. After the 60th minute, it just exploded. We move on to Australia. Australia's got some games going on. I like West Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC, both teams to score. I like the Newcastle Jets, Melbourne City, over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. I also see like over half a goal in the first half. Another play that I like in Australia is I like Perth Glory to win and both teams to score. Perth Glory is at 1.67. But I think that's good value because Perth Glory is a team that in Australia really is a good home team and they could deliver the goods. So I like the odds in that game and I like the value. Moving on, we go to Belarus. In Belarus, I'm going with FC Minsk to win, odds of 2.16. FC Minsk has always been a powerhouse team in Belarus. They're playing on the road, but I don't think this week that they're going to have any problems with the team they're playing against, and I look for them to get the win. We move on, the Hong Kong Cup, and I like Eastern AA to win. This is the first game after the virus that Hong Kong is starting to slowly put games on. Hong Kong is a very good league. A lot of the games are over, going over 2.5 goals. But Eastern 8-8 this week in the Hong Kong Cup, I see them at 1.45. I see big value in this game. And I think this for me is my play of the week where I can cash like my Palestinian game. And I think I'm going to cash this ticket. Moving on, we'll go to Australia to the Women's League. And I like Melbourne City's playing against the Sydney Women. I like Melbourne City to win at 1.31, the women, and I like over 2.5 goals. Moving on, we go to Angola. In Angola, I like CR Dakala at 1.8 to get the win. CR Dakala is a team that when they're playing at home, they're either at the top or at the bottom, but they're usually a good home team. So at 1.8, I think it's value, and I think look for CR Dakala to get the win. And finishing off with my last pick, we'll go to Miramar and the under-19. I like Cowardly United to win. I see a lot of goals in this game. I see them covering the spread. They might even win by 3 goals. I can see the over 3, and that's the under-19. Those are my plays.
Yeah, you don't get too many under-19 plays in soccer. I'm not sure if I'm even going to find that. But just so you know, here's what I do. I listen to this with a pad and a paper, and I have my phone where I have the stop button. And
yeah.
I go one game at a time. And the reason is because you don't go in any kind of order. You just kind of bounce around. So you can go. But if you've got Flash Score, then it's easy because you could just click on the next day. So like when you say Angola, I'm on Friday. If I don't see the name while you're talking, I go to Saturday. If I don't see the name while you're talking, I go to Sunday. One of those days has the name you're talking about.
And this Miramar game, this Howardly United FC, I mean, this team should roll. This is a powerhouse team in Miramar on the under-19. So some of these plays are very, very solid plays on these leagues. Australia, it's my first time that I'm really actually handicapping, but the women's game should come out, and there's value there at 1.31. I think that's a sure winner, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so when we get back from break, we're going to finish up soccer. We're going to dive into a little horse racing. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paulo on the line. Paulo, you just gave the soccer plays. And here's what I'm going to do this week. And I'm going to make a little post of what a guy that doesn't know about soccer has learned about soccer. And now it makes me happy because of the coronavirus. Almost soccer's the only thing to bet.
Yeah, because the thing is, soccer is the only thing to bet. And if you actually see, the most serious handicapping worldwide is still soccer. People will not stop. Even the coronavirus cannot stop. Soccer will go on. It's going on in the bookie shops. It's going on the internet and everything. Like this week, I'm setting up myself with a bookie overseas to be placing my bets instead of a bookie shop. But if you really look at it right now, the only thing that's changed is that we gotta look more for value bets because these are small teams. These are small little leagues. So when you see a value bet, that's where you put your money on because you don't want to lose. Like if I put a bet on Melbourne City women and I put a good amount of money and I win, I made my money. So why would I risk?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, but it's different because the only comparison you could make with soccer is Major League Baseball. And in Major League Baseball, unless you're doing, okay, if you're going to do a lot of NFL money lines, well then, yeah, you could say that it's similar, but who bets only money lines in the NFL?
No, because look, see last week, okay, on our show, our biggest play last week, who would imagine that on my Twitter, I got so many impressions and I didn't get impressions on the Mexican, I didn't get impressions on all the other leagues that I got that had the winners on the first day that I went 7-0. But on that Zenit game, it was like people
Russia.
Calling me from Greece, people calling me from there, the impressions on Twitter. I mean, we're talking that people listened to that play and they went and put their money on that play. And at 7.25, scoring over 5.5 goals, there you go. That's money.
Well, that's because early it was scoreless.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. So here's some of the thoughts you're going to read in that post. First of all, let's not forget that the World Cup wagering dwarfs the Super Bowl. It makes the Super Bowl nothing.
Yes, exactly. And you remember what I did in the last World Cup, 27-2. I mean, come on, that's like that's like hitting over 80%. Could you imagine losing only two bets?
The reason you have to do that with soccer is that third element, which is the draw. You don't have that in any other sport. There's no draw in basketball or football.
No.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use Flash Score this weekend. I'm also going to check in with Picking Duck because I don't know if some of these leagues are going to be available on my book. And that's the other reason, like you said, Paulo, that we have to have multiple books because sometimes they won't carry those leagues.
No, because I was checking today. I was checking today to see because I have a book in Europe because I use the betting exchanges in the bookie shops. So I don't usually use this book, but I was checking and I saw leagues in this book that we're talking like this is like a complete book that's got everything. So it's good to use them.
And you have to. Otherwise, those are the games you're going to win. You know that. Yeah. Whenever you have a situation where you didn't get a bet in because your book didn't have that line, that game's going to win.
Well, yeah, because if I look at the Palestinian League, that Palestinian West Bank, and I see Shabab El Khalil, and I'm seeing that over 2.5, and I'm seeing the odds on Shabab Khalil. I mean, Shabab Khalil is a powerhouse team. I mean, this week, they're going to roll. So I found this, the odds that I found on this, like for me, is like a top play to make money.
Yeah, Chris Martinez, he runs Dude Agency in Tijuana. He was our very first ever soccer guy, and he was like you. What he said is, you got to understand, there's so much soccer that you can just pick and choose the winners. But you got to be willing, to bet a lot of money to win a little money. But if you win a lot of those times at 27-2, most people would argue, is pretty good. You're going to do okay.
Because you remember what we've talked from the beginning, me and you were on the same page. Because what I've been trying to say to you, and if you saw my bets on the soccer and all that, and some Japan and the women's soccer, where that one was only 4 losses, and that was amazing too. Like, so far, every tournament, World Cups, Women's World Cup, Euros, all that, I haven't had a losing record. And from maybe 70 games, I've only lost 7 times. Could you imagine?
Well, the difference, imagine, though, because with tournaments.
It's exactly what you said, your friend said, because I'm taking plays that I want to be winning a little money every time, betting a lot of money, but collecting. Because if I could collect every time 100 or 150, and you put that out of 25 bets winning a month, and even if you lose, that's 4,000 or 5,000 making it right there on sure bet play. That's what you need.
Well, right. And with tournaments, Paulo, if you can bet the same team over and over and over again.
Of course.
Because if they're going to need 4 or 5 or 6 wins to get to the finals or to win it all, then that makes it easier if you've got the right team. And that's the key. You got to have the right team. For me, the beauty is that Join Jazz Sports that we use, joinjazzsports.com, they offer pretty much all these bets. So, and they also offer horse racing, which ironically is one of the other sports that hasn't really struggled.
Yeah, they're running horses. That's it. Like you said, betting is continuing. Nothing's going to stop it.
Yeah, so this week on the prep races for the Derby, which again, Paulo was all in the crazy because there's going to be plenty of races between now and the Derby because it's back to September, the first weekend in September, but it's the Louisiana Derby, and I know you talked about this race before.
Yeah, that's the Louisiana Derby. There's a Steve Asmussen horse in that race. I forget the name. And this horse has been working out bullets. I mean, this is a very good horse. He's highly regarded as a Derby contender. But he has to prove it this week. I see this horse hitting the board. He might even win this race pretty easily.
The race 9, the New Orleans Classic, $400,000 race. Then the race 10, $300,000 race. That's the Muniz Memorial Classic. Then the next race after that, the Twin Spires Fairground Oaks, which is for the girls, $400,000. And then finally, the TwinSpires.com Louisiana Derby, $1 million purse. So that is the kind of – that's for me, I'll go out and buy a racing form, and I'll try to hit that pick 4.
Well, no, that's like for me, Saturday is a day that I got to bet the horses. The one that – the Steve Anderson horse.
He's got 2 running. Silver
which
State.
One are you talking about? Who's on that?
Silver State has Santana.
And the other one?
Chestertown, Velasquez.
Okay. What's the odds on Chestertown?
15.
And the other one?
6.
Okay, the one I'm talking about, the one with Santana.
Silver State.
Yeah.
6-1 is a nice price.
Yeah, it's a nice price. I see him hitting the board. I mean, this horse has been working out bullets. And Santana, if you really look at it, is Steve Asmussen's go-to driver. Even though Velasquez is there at the 15-1, but when Steve Asmussen has a horse, his top man is always Santana. And if Santana gets the horse positioned properly at 6-1, but I see the horse dropping in price, I can see him going off at 3-4-1, this horse. I like him to hit the board. He might even win.
Yeah, let's look at these races before we get to that race. So we got the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. So technically it would be a pick 5. Now, the beauty of it is, you know, we're pushing our sportsbettinglessons.com where we kind of help you Learn how to read the racing form. If you pick up the racing form for the very first time ever, it can be a scary thing because it's full of numbers and data and things you don't know. But when we look at this first race, it's a $100,000 race. Maybe I'll throw that one out, and then I'll go to the ninth, and I'll say ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th. There you go. So this is a $400,000 race to start. It's a mile and an eighth race for four-year-olds and up. So a mile and an eighth, as you know, is a little easier for a horse to go the whole way. You could steal mile and an eighth race.
Yeah, because if you look at that race specifically, if there's a speed horse in there and he takes the lead and he's not challenged, he can go all the way.
Ironically, in this race, there's another 6-1, another Steve Asmussen horse, another Santana horse. It's called Gun It. Everything's the same, different post position. He's number 9, but he is 6-1. He's also trained and ridden by those two guys that we're going to talk about when we get to that next race. But so that's it. So the ninth is a $400,000 race. And again, you're going to get, if you get anything over a quarter million, you're going to get horses. There's good horses, and there's going to be a lot of them because there's no 5 or 6 horse field. There's 9 horses in that race.
And if you're looking at both, that even that $400,000 race, you're looking at Santana Asmussen in combination again. So, I mean, when they're running, they're going to hit. This combination hits at a very high rate.
The next race, the 10th, which would be the second race of the pick four, has a full field of 13, and it's a $300,000 race. Same exact distance, just for a hunch. Let's see if we got any more Asmussen Santana horses. We do. 20-1, Henley's Joy. So this might be something, guys, where you just throw a few dollars to win, place, and show on these horses, and if you hit one of them, you're going to get your money back. Now, the next race, though, this is the Fairground Oaks, $400,000, but there's only a handful of racers in this race.
Yeah, because me, what I'm going to do is, like, when I check this thoroughly, I'm going to just, I believe that one of those races, maybe two of those races, I wouldn't even be surprised if the Santana Asmussen combination hit the board in all three.
In the race we're looking at now, which is the third race of the pick four, the 11th, the TwinSpires.com Fairgrounds Oaks, they got the chalk. Finite
there you go.
Is 3-5. Same combination.
There you go.
So 3-5 is a horse. You're not going to win any money betting it, but you got to hope for somebody underneath. And then the Louisiana Derby. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16 eligible runners at this point. And that's a race where anything can happen if you think about it.
And what position is the Santana?
13 hole.
Which one? 13. And the last is?
Chestertown Santana's is in the four spot.
Okay, so see, I mean, one of those horses could just easily win because Velasquez, he usually he knows what he's doing. And if he takes the lead, anything can happen. But I see an Asmussen horse doing big things this weekend.
Well, as you know, when we do cover the horse racing for this show, the daily racing form isn't going to be available for the show. So we can only talk some names, some jockeys and stuff. But what I'll do, as always, I'll go down to my favorite neighborhood liquor store. I usually give them a shout out on social media for holding. I think it's Chips Liquor that holds the form for me. I'll read those races. Yeah. It takes me about 30 minutes. It's about 2 hours to do the four races. And then I'll go to Del Mar. I'll put all the bets in. I'll come home and I'll watch them on TV. And guess what? I'll either win or I'll lose. But I usually cash tickets.
And I think tomorrow's going to be, I think Saturday's going to be a day to cash tickets with that combination that we discussed about. Because that's the combination. If you're on that type of circuit, especially at Churchill Downs, Fairgrounds, that kind of, the Santana Asmussen combination has owned that circuit.
Well, he's
your
been the leading
the
trainer, right? For years, he was the number one in wins.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he's got 3 and 4 and 5 horses in a race, some races.
Yeah, not only that, he's the one that has the good horses. It's like when you're looking at Gulfstream, when you're looking at Bob Baffert in Santa Anita, I mean, look at him. He's got four top contenders for the Kentucky Derby.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and hopefully by next week, because I heard is, on the Russian, it's like maybe two more weeks off or something, but I see the Russian and Mexican coming back pretty fast. Next week, you're going to see that we're going to have more soccer with Hong Kong, Singapore, more. There's going to be more soccer next week.
Yeah, and I'll give a shout out to Ken from Picking Duck, and I'll check in and see if we get some of those. Because remember, like I said, Paul, earlier, if you've lost your job or your hours are cut or you got no income coming in, you're not alone.
I know.
There's a ton of people out there. If you still want to have action, Picking Duck is a great way to get your knowledge done. And then when it's ready, you're a much better sports bettor and you're using real money down the road.
Well, yeah, because and I don't know if you heard the other thing. They might be doing hockey in August. Do you believe this? Hockey, the Stanley Cup going in August?
I would love it. There's nothing better than watching hockey from floating in a pool. Again, Paulo, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. I look forward to doing it next week and with more leagues.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
I am second half Chaz. Remember, our goal for you to always be cashing. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. And go ahead and check out sportsbettinglessons.com if you're going to follow us on our pick four from the fairgrounds. We'll talk to you next time.